Welcome to the No Lux Left Behind podcast, the world's first podcast dedicated solely to unboxing the allure of luxury handbags and the resale market.
We're Monica and Erica, luxury consignment entrepreneurs with over a decade of experience. Whether you're a shopper, a seller, or listening for the laughs, you'll always get unfiltered knowledge here. Let's get started.
Welcome back to No Lux Left Behind. We are your hosts, Monica and Erica. We are co-founders of Season 2. We are a franchise company and a marketplace for authentic pre-owned luxury.
It has been a while.
Since we did this.
Since we did it together.
Yes.
Yes.
It's been forever, but we did start this podcast in 2020.
We did, yes.
Right?
Like back when we started Season 2.
Yeah.
We started all together.
And it was all we wanted to do was like teach people about handbags
in and the resale market.
And the resale market about like in a way that was like palatable, in a way that felt relatable in our voice. And if our voice is relatable to you, then that's a great thing.
Cool.
But
if it's not, that's okay too.
That's okay too. But thank you for being here. We love you. Okay. So we talk about secondhand luxury handbags, the resale space in general, but as it pertains to handbags.
Yes.
Here, because that's like, that's what we do. That's our,
We specialize in handbags.
Yeah.
Like, and accessories, but mostly handbags.
Yes. And it's our passion. Like we love talking about it.
Yeah.
So I love like sharing about it with people. Okay. So a lot has happened since we last recorded the podcast.
So this is
together.
Kind of like an update, right? Like, hi guys.
We're back.
This is our update.
Wait, isn't that like the Kardashians? That's what they like. Kim Kardashian says like, we're back.
Oh, does she say that?
Like Kardashian's intro? Yes, but we are back.
I think of that Disney movie. I digress.
Mom life.
That's what it is.
Okay, so Monica, what has happened since January?
January.
Because I think the last time we recorded this was last year.
So much has happened since January.
Okay, January, we flew to New Jersey.
Yes. Okay, so Central New Jersey is our first franchise partner that opened their doors.
Yes.
And started operating.
Absolutely.
And it killed it.
They killed it.
Yeah.
It was freezing.
It was
now,
freezing.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but we are from Florida.
No. We're originally from Connecticut.
Okay. But I've lived in Miami for a very long time.
Yeah.
And so my blood it's warmed up, you know? It got used to,
already know I don't like being cold.
No, I know. So when we got to New Jersey, I was like, oh my God, it's freezing. Yeah, freezing. I remember I wore like this big, thick
teddy coat.
At one
point, it started snowing.
Oh yeah, it was snowing like the night before their launch.
Yep.
It was really fun. But people were still able to come out
for
coffee and consign. So I don't know if you guys know, but like when we launch a new office, we do coffee and consign.
Yes.
And it's an opportunity for the local community to come in, to meet the team, to meet us, meet our ecosystem, drink some coffee, consign some handbags.
Yes.
Bring your items in.
And it adds a personal layer. Like meeting people in person. It's so cool. And that was our first time doing coffee and consign, right? So it was kind of like, oh my God. People came in and they were like, I have followed you guys from the beginning. And we were like, oh my God. And it's like faces to the names.
Yes.
I was about to say screen names and age myself.
Ooh, AIM. That's cute.
AOL.
AOL. Screen name. What's your screen name? Latina Linda 1220.
Was that you?
My screen name on AIM was Latina Linda 1220.
It was?
It was. It's so gross. I'm embarrassed.
I think mine was,
what was yours?
Moni Love or something, which is just as bad.
But not L-O-V-E, L-U-V.
L-U-V. Ooh. Moni. It was M-O-N-I-L-U-V-3-1.
That is so.
Your birthday's the 31st. Awful.
Yeah. Remember like all that like 143, I love you.
Yeah.
And like BRB.
Beeper. It was like beeper language.
Yeah. BRB.
Yeah.
Sometimes I still say that, BRB, instead of
BRB.
Do
people still say that?
I do.
No, but like younger people?
I don't know. They say things like, get.
No, like, don't even. My kids speak to me sometimes. I'm like, I don't even know what you're saying.
I don't either.
I digress.
Yes.
So we flew to Jersey. We had an amazing launch week with them.
Okay, New Jersey launched with like 70 pieces.
Yeah.
Like, we loaded 70 things. We helped them load 70 things to their site.
Mm-hmm.
We spent the whole week with them, which is what we do when we launch a new city.
Yep.
And it was so fun. And I love Diane and Gabrielle.
Yes, they're so much fun. I think they are the perfect extension of us in Central Jersey.
They really are.
And they are uniquely themselves as well. Super entertaining, but also just genuinely good human beings.
Oh my God, good people.
To the core.
Good people.
Yeah.
You know, like, so. When you just meet people that are just good. Not like good. Other good people, like they're good people. And I feel like that about Diane and Gabrielle.
Yes,
I feel like
absolutely.
They're such a good team. And I love that they're mother-daughter.
You know, and what's good is that we protect our system totally. And so we have the same thing to say about each of the locations.
Oh,
they are good people.
Oh, no, like, we're going to go.
Genuinely
we're going
to
go cross country
to the core.
Here.
To
we're
going to
talk about all this.
And, stuff. Like, we, not for nothing, but we make it, we have a couple of gatekeepers in our system before a candidate even reaches myself and Erica.
Yep.
The people in place know what we're looking for.
Yes.
And at the core of that is being a genuinely, authentically good human being.
Yeah, like, and it also just sharing values.
Yes.
Right? Like, and I feel like Diane and Gabrielle share our same values.
Absolutely.
Like, hard work.
Yeah.
Work ethic.
And they work so hard.
Oh, my God.
They work
but
so
they work
hard.
Smart.
Yeah.
Isn't that good when you work with people who work smart?
Yeah, I love that.
That just, like, think a few steps ahead.
Yes.
Oof, that is so good. Anyway, the team there is
yes.
so great.
Love
their
them.
Their office is adorable. It's like
really
the
is.
Perfect size.
They have a great accent wall. Erica helped Gabrielle.
I did.
Put the wallpaper up.
Honey, you think because I'm slinging around handbags that I can't? I'm a handy Manny.
Yes.
That's who I am.
Handy Manny.
I am Handy Manny.
Erica's
That's
really good.
I'm
and the aligning, I have like severe OCD. And so like I was watching Erica and it was giving me like hives. To align the pattern.
I loved it.
It was driving me nuts.
I loved it. You know what it is, though? Like, I see things in, like, end picture. So,
yeah,
like,
I know.
How do we... Okay, so we...
It works,
this is
she
the
works
result,
backwards.
This is the result it. That we want.
Yeah.
Let's reverse engineer the process.
Yeah.
So anything that needs to be done in the process, like, I'm game.
Yeah.
Call on me. Call on me.
And I am a
Call
great supporter of the prize. Go you!
Yes, well, you're very good.
Because I was not going to align those.
Making lists. We love it. We love to
then
see it.
Then we were so excited because we flew to Las Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
A couple months later. And we were actually in Vegas for like a little over 2 weeks.
Yes. We actually had our family. So we were in Vegas for a conference.
Yes.
For
IFA. It was
IFA.
A franchise conference.
Yeah.
We are members of the International Franchise Association. So they have a yearly conference.
Yes.
And we were there.
And we love IFA.
Love IFA. Shout out.
Shout out to IFA because they keep everyone in check in
yes,
line.
Yes, the standards are high and I love it.
The standards are, I don't know
snap,
if you heard
snap.
That, but snap, snap.
Snap, snap.
Okay. So we went to IFA.
Yes.
It was an incredible experience. We went there it was really like a kind of a 4 or 5 day affair.
Yes.
We met so many people in the franchising space and it was so inspiring.
And what's really cool is we're a part of a micro group,
yeah,
like a mastermind group.
Oh my God, how dare you?
And
it is.
The Advanced 2, shout out to all of you if any of you are listening.
I know,
I don't know why you would
two.
Be, but if you are, cool.
Our girls.
No,
our
I
girls.
Love you. So we're part of like a micro mastermind group
yep.
of other franchise owners
mm-hmm.
Who are women.
Yes.
And powerful and hustles. They hustle. Okay.
Hustle
so
hustle,
we're part of that.
Hustle,
so we were able to all meet up there. It was very exciting stuff. But even more exciting was that our family flew out for the weekend. We got to spend the weekend. We went to like Red Rock Canyon. We did
yes.
a whole bunch of stuff. We did that big Ferris wheel thing that I got
yeah.
really nauseous
My
on.
My 7-year-old, he was 6 at the time.
Yeah.
He fell on a cactus.
That's right.
But he's okay. He's okay. He didn't know. Like, we had talked about cacti. We had talked about cacti. We were like, dude, just don't mess around. Like, cacti. You know, we went on this, like, trekking thing.
That's
in,
right.
Like,
on the Jeep. You know, maybe that could have messed up my spine, by the way. But,
yeah.
like, we went off-roading.
He was fine, for the record.
He was fine.
He was fine.
But
he
it was just the
out.
Moment. In the moment, I laugh because he... He when he fell, he did it so calmly. And he just looks at his
he
hand like in
up.
Slow motion.
I know.
Right?
He stood up and was like, Mommy. And he
yeah.
and he and, but that's
yeah.
good. He
yeah,
stays
yeah,
calm
yeah.
in
he
a,
stays
in a
calm.
Peculiar situation.
That's good. But then once the weekend was over, our family flew home.
Okay, first of all, so grateful that that could happen. Yes. Because I feel like two working moms that leave were gone for 2 weeks.
Yes.
What a blessing it was to have our family.
All at the time under the age of 13.
Yeah. What a blessing it was to have our family to be able to fly in, yes, spend the weekend with us.
Yes.
And then fly home so that we didn't have to spend 2 weeks apart. Yeah.
And grateful for the husbands that were willing to get on a flight for the weekend to go to Vegas.
Picks up the pieces.
From Florida. But then we met up with Jamie.
Oh my gosh.
Who is our franchise partner in Vegas.
Okay. Jamie is an absolute legend.
Vibe all the way.
The vibe is vibing.
Who she is on camera, who you see is who she is in person. Oh my gosh. Through and through. 100%. She is fun. She loves the colors. She's interesting.
Oh my God. She's edgy.
Yes.
We share faith too, which is really cool. We do. With Jamie. We share in our faith, which is really special for us as well.
What's really fun too is that in Jersey, they're a mother-daughter team. They're co-owners. In Vegas, they're also a mother-daughter team. And Sierra is so talented in photography.
Ooh.
Like, she takes product photography. Like, shout out to Kyle. We love you, Kyle.
Yeah.
But Sierra's also dipping it and doing it.
Yes.
With the product photography.
The product photography, but also their content is so fun. Like, she's just so good. She's so good at that.
So good.
And she's too humble.
Yes, she is.
Sierra's too humble. Sierra needs to step out and be like, that's me, boo.
Yes.
That's me, boo.
I did it.
Sierra's so good at her job. And so you can tell that them as a team, like, they love what they do.
Yeah, and doing it together.
And it's so, you can just tell that, like, their office is fun. Mm-hmm. Like, Jamie is so fun. It's
Accent wall was not there when we were there. But, my God, that accent wall is so cool.
Okay, let me tell you a fun story about that wall. So, now I'm forgetting the artist. We'll put the artist in the name of in the notes of this podcast because we'll find the artist's name. But Jamie invited us to her home, which she has an incredible, beautiful home. And she had this artist do this graffiti wall, this art
in her home.
In her home.
Stunning.
Beautiful. And then what she did was she had that same, and it's a local artist in Vegas, incredible artwork, came in and did a similar graffiti wall, but inspired by handbags in season 2 on her wall inside of her office. Now, you may not know this, we have a few cities open across the country, and every single one kind of has their own personality and their own vibe. Obviously, we value diversity. We want anyone to be able to come to season 2 and find someone that feels relatable to them.
Yes. And that's important. I would just say, just sorry to interrupt you, but to just make a note, in franchising, when we decided to franchise our company, it was because we want everyone represented in our ecosystem.
Right. Like, when we say handbags for the people,
we mean it.
We mean that. Okay. Yes, 100%. We live by that.
Yeah.
Handbags for the people.
Yes.
So anyway, she got this graffiti wall done in her office and it's so beautiful. And she actually did a live show with the art. Like, she's just so creative. Yes. She did a live show showing these new handbags, like new arrivals. And she had the artist in the background doing the graffiti art.
It was a whole vibe.
Actually, it may not even be graffiti. It may not be graffiti. I think it's like just art. I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to label it inappropriately.
I'm not an artist and I'm not well versed.
Yes. But so we launched Vegas. They had a great launch live.
They launched with like 85 pieces.
Yes.
Which is crazy. Yeah. Their coffee and consign event was so special.
Oh my goodness. We got to meet so many local people. Lots of pieces came in, which was very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of my favorite things of the launch week, though, was at the end, the three of us, Jamie, Erica, and myself. Jamie took us to this really special place in Vegas.
Oh my gosh, what's the name?
Where she goes with her husband, and so she took us there. It was very nice of her. It was beautiful live entertainment.
It was like dinner and a show.
Yes. And it was just so fun and so special, and we very much appreciated that. And
I love spending time with Jamie.
Yes. And then...
then we went to the Rockies.
Then a couple months later...
Actually, it was in the middle of the summer, kind of?
No, it was in March.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't that hot here. And there. It wasn't that hot there either.
No, it was a little chilly there.
Yeah, it was. We're chickens.
Well, yeah, I own that. But then we made it to the Rockies, Colorado. I've never been.
Okay, I've been, but just the view. I haven't been to the Rockies. I've been to,
where did we go? In the
Vail.
We did go to Vail a couple years ago. We did a Christmas in Vail. Which was beautiful. But I had never been to the Rockies.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's gorgeous. The view from our hotel room was absolutely insane.
Yeah. Can I tell you the process of getting there, though? We were so proud of ourselves. We were like, we're going to fly in. First flight out the day before. And do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to meet up with our friends from high school that live out there. And, like, it was a whole thing. And then, and we were going to meet up with our Rockies franchise partners and have dinner, like, as a family. But then
that's, you know what? That's how they are.
Yes.
They are so family oriented.
Yes.
They hosted us in their home.
Yes. Like, Danielle is lovely.
So lovely.
But that was supposed to happen before, technically before launch week, remember? And then something happened.
What happened?
We sat on the plane and we may or may not have had a couple of morning cocktails.
Honey.
Remember?
No, I'm going to tell you what happened.
Before the plane was taking off.
No, we're going to be honest
right now. The captain came on.
We're going to be real talk because people who listen to this podcast, they understand. They get the vibe.
They get it.
So we get on the plane and there's a tormenta of epic proportions.
A storm.
Okay? A storm of epic proportions. The
like hitting South Florida, right? But then also, I don't know what was happening, but we all got tornado alerts on our phones.
Yes. Okay,
remember,
so
the phones went off in the plane.
Everyone's buckling up, getting ready, right? God. Everybody's buckling up, the overhead compartment, and sitting down. And the captain comes on and he says, it might be a bumpy flight.
Woo!
And I don't know
don't
about
say that
you.
With Erica and myself on your plane.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Although we appreciate the honesty.
Instantly. Okay, we were able to get ourselves into like a little upgrade.
Yeah.
And we're so blessed for that.
Thank you for the points.
Thank you for the points. And the
stewardess.
You don't call that anymore.
No.
Flight attendant.
Flight attendant,
yes. Immediately, as soon as the pilot said, it's going to be a bumpy flight, hand raised to God. Excuse me.
Oh, yes. And
flight attendant.
He came over so quick. He was like, how can I help you? And we were like, we need a cocktail. ASAP. We're really bad flyers, especially in a storm.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think with the amount that we fly now, we'd be good at it, but we're not. And you know what? We can admit our shortcomings.
My shortcoming is I don't fly good.
But it was just, I think he saw the faces of terror and he was like, okay, I got you. So he came back and he made them doubles.
The face of terror.
Yes.
It truly was.
He made them doubles to begin with.
And we didn't even ask.
No, we didn't. And then every time he saw those cups going a little low, he just showed back up like the Tito's fairy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
So then, and this is not sponsored. So
that was
it was like, you know.
He blessed me in so many ways that morning.
But then, and we don't
encourage.
No, but
encourage, then it showed up.
We
then
don't
the storm
encourage
showed up.
Drinking on a plane to excess because you like make bad choices.
No,
and that's
you get puffy.
Not a good idea. And you get real puffy.
You get puffy.
Nobody likes that. Yeah. But that was the situation.
Wait, but you've missed the best part.
What?
Then we're tipsy. Huh. It's a couple hours later.
We're still sitting.
We're still sitting on the tarmac.
We haven't taken off.
And I'm, like, so, like, happy now. Like, I have a little tipsy happening. And then the plane starts shaking.
Erica was a little bit, I think, she was drinking them a little bit faster than I was.
I was, because I'm not a good flyer. I got
right,
nervous.
So in the moment, I'm looking out the window, looking at the storm that's happening while we're still sitting on the plane. And Erica's like, oh, man. Like, you said something like,
I thought we were in the air. I thought it was turbulence. But it was
the storm
outside that was making the plane shake.
And I looked
at her.
I'm
like, we're in the air. Okay, we're good.
No,
honey,
Erica,
we had not even taken off yet.
We are still on the ground.
Yeah.
I can't. Anyway, but then finally getting there. Then we had did we stop somewhere? We had to.
They
changed our thing. We stopped in Dallas. We found, like, the, what is it? Those lounges. We went into a lounge and we were so exhausted that we took mats and we napped on the floor.
But I don't
one
think
of
we
the
got...
relaxation rooms,
yes,
remember?
Yes, we did.
Oh my goodness.
I napped. I mean, we didn't get to the Rockies till like midnight, I think.
Yeah. We did.
And then we made it to
the hotel, whatever, but we were up bright and early because it was exciting. It's always exciting to launch week,
it's
right?
So fun.
So we get there, we meet up with Danielle. We love them so much. They are a genuinely nice family.
And
too.
It's a family business.
Family.
Which
yeah.
is our vibe. You
it
know
is
what
our
saying?
Vibe. Like that's what we want. That's what we're looking for. And
I just
family owned and operated from the roots.
From the roots.
So
because if you don't know, if it's your first time here, if you can't tell, Monica and I are sisters.
I really hope this isn't your first time. I hope that you maybe listened to like an earlier podcast where we're talking about like, you know, informational stuff.
Yeah.
But
you know,
if not,
intellectual things and not getting drunk on a plane.
Right. But maybe go back and listen if you haven't.
If you haven't.
We, you know, we love it's a beautiful place. They have a gorgeous office. Genuinely good human beings. And a great family. And I think it was the first time that we were invited to a franchise partner's home.
Yes.
To have dinner.
Yeah. It was really
special.
And
they did a home-cooked meal.
Yes.
And it's nice to be, when you travel,
no, and
it's comforting.
Kids, like the family. It was such, oh, and we played games.
We played games.
We did.
I don't know what the name of the game
was
on that
thing. We did like game night with the family.
It was so fun.
It was so great.
And it's nice for us as moms to, when we travel, get a little feeling of something homey.
Yes.
And it was just so kind of them to open their doors to us.
Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
and make a homemade meal.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, and since then.
Yes.
We are now preparing for the Orlando opening.
Yes, Orlando, Florida, Disney.
I know. And listen, our company is based in South Florida.
Yes.
And so, maturing this area is really important to us and really special for us mm-hmm. because Orlando is like our neighbor to the north. I mean,
yes.
we live in Palm Beach County and so, and headquarters is in Broward County, if you're familiar with, you know, the geography of Florida. And so our neighbor to the north is Orlando, and we're just so excited to go out there. Disney
so
vibes.
Excited.
Like, oh my God, and our partner there is so smart.
She's
so talented.
Smart. She's bilingual.
Ooh. We're gonna re-up the Spanish language lives.
Yes! They're gonna have Spanish language lives from the Orlando showroom. It's just so
for the people.
Exciting. And we say this not at all to brag. We say it to just give you guys a life update and why maybe the podcast has fallen a little to the wayside for the last couple of months.
We're back.
We had to get our footing because we have to be real, okay? It's not easy to scale your business.
No, it's
not easy to franchise a business. There is so much that goes into it. And at the end of the day, some of the balls are rubber and some are glass.
Okay, this is the best. I don't know if it's an analogy or whatever,
but I
think it's poignant for so many people. So
yes.
Say it. The people need to know.
I think I said it in the last time that I recorded a podcast, but just in case. So there's this thing that I kind of visualize. So a woman in my church many, many, many years ago when my boys were like toddlers. So I was very overwhelmed. And she said to me, listen, in life, on a day-to-day basis, some of the responsibilities, think of them as like rubber balls and glass balls. And on any given day, some are rubber and some are glass. Some you know you absolutely cannot let them fall. And some you don't want to let them fall, but if they did, they're rubber, they're going to bounce back up. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could add it to the to-do list for the following day or the following week or the following month. Depending on how your life evolves.
We use this a lot. We're moms here. A lot of our organization is made up of mothers.
Yes.
And there's just some, I believe that there is a unique lifestyle that happens. And I don't think anyone could probably argue with this, but when you become a mom or when you have a business, like the juxtaposition of those two lives is very unique. Mm-hmm. And that is such a good analogy. For that life. And so I love that. We use that around here a lot. Okay. So we've updated you on what's happening.
That's where we're at.
What is happening next? Okay, let's talk. Well, not next. What is happening right now?
Okay, so let's talk about what's happening in the resale market.
Yes.
Okay, what's happening in the resale market? I think the biggest thing that is happening right now across social media platforms mm-hmm. is that legitimate, hardworking, small businesses that are in the resale industry, mm-hmm. who are licensed, who have resale certificates, who have maybe trademarks, mm-hmm. their accounts on IG have been, in a big sweep, taken down.
Yeah.
And for the great majority of those companies or that general population, that has been detrimental.
Yes.
To their day-to-day,
yeah.
to their business, to their ability to reach a customer.
Yeah.
And it's, honestly, it's not nice, IG.
Okay? No, it's not.
I'm a little upset.
I mean, I have, like, some conspiracy theories around this. I feel like the brands themselves may have a hand in this.
Of course.
What's happening.
Well, definitely Cha-Cha. Cha-Cha definitely does.
Cha-Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha is litigious.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely feel like there's that factor in there. I also feel like a lot of people want to move into this space, into the resale space, mm-hmm. whether that's the brands themselves or secondhand marketplaces, the big players or whatever. And so I feel like in our zone, in this resale space, people are attacking each other.
Yes.
Different zones of yeah. the industry are attacking each other.
Believing in the same, and we really truly believe, rising tide lifts all boats.
Rising tide lifts
and also
all boats.
Karma is a bee.
Mm.
So like the whole attacking of each other thing, it doesn't benefit anyone in the space.
No, and I think we're so lucky in the resale space to have something for everyone. Mm-hmm. I think that we can't negate the fact that like some people do like to just shop on IG,
mm-hmm.
keep it low key. Keep it like it's a little, you know,
yeah.
some people like to thrift.
Yeah.
Some people like to go to a boutique and yep. have the full experience.
Yeah.
So, you know, like there really is a space for everyone in the resale market.
There
and
is.
I feel like everyone's beating each other up.
Yeah.
In a non-intellectual way. and it I think it's unfortunate.
I do want to say something though. That it's very easy to be in this space and be hustling on a daily basis and feel that, what Erica just said, because mm-hmm. unfortunately, there is this culture of maybe self-sabotaging or attacking within the industry, which we hope, you know, comes to, let's discontinue that.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I have to say, a couple of months ago, our headquarters was broken into.
Mm-hmm.
We experienced a major, major robbery where this individual made out with about $180,000 worth of our inventory in one fell swoop. And
it was devastating.
It was devastating. But I have to tell you, the silver lining of the situation was the unbelievable community within the resale space.
Mm-hmm. We had people reach out to us that we hadn't spoken to in years.
Yes.
We had people want, like, just coming to us, wanting to help.
Yes.
Asking for lists, like, what can we do? How can we help you?
Send me the pictures. Send me the cereals.
We had a customer reach out, multiple customers reach out and ask if they could do a GoFundMe, which obviously we didn't do.
We didn't do, but we very much appreciated that thought. Thank you
so
much.
Like, yeah. I think that
even big players, a big box company reached out to us.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't think.
Yeah.
And said, what can I do?
Yeah.
How can we help?
Yeah.
Send us the list of the items that were stolen.
Yes.
And so although there is that element of the accounts getting taken down and simultaneously with that, there's perhaps people working against other people or companies working against other companies in the space, there's also this unbelievable camaraderie that happens when any one of us are attacked
mm-hmm.
or violated in such a way.
Absolutely.
And that was unbelievable to see.
We intend on passing on that good karma.
Absolutely.
Because we have already seen, since our robbery, and our robbery was really only like 6-7 weeks ago, I think at this point, we've already seen people in our space, businesses in our space, people we have relationships with, close ones and less close ones, you know, be robbed, be burglarized.
Unfortunately.
And it's a really devastating, it's something that brings you together no matter what, is that violation.
Right.
It's really heartbreaking, but right. We're grateful that we have our community. We're grateful that we have our health. We're grateful that nobody was hurt.
100%.
In a past life, I had 100%. Been a part of a burglary on, you know, obviously on the victim side of the burglary, and someone was hurt, and that hurt lasts a really long time. Mm-hmm. And so we're grateful that our team very was grateful. Not hurt.
100%. But we're also really grateful that we were able to honor our commitment to the consigners who had items stolen from our showroom.
Yeah.
And so we do appreciate the feedback that we've gotten, that the way that we handled the situation has made them even more comfortable to consign with us. And we appreciate that beyond words.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Okay, our next thing that we're going to talk about, I know we're speeding. It's been 30 minutes. It's time to go. It's Monday.
And we're going to have another episode.
We're going to have another episode next week. And it's going to be about the normalization of the market. What is actually happening in this landscape?
Ooh.
That's what we're going to talk about next week. We can't wait to see you.
Tune in next week for the intellectual podcast.
Yes. We may throw a little Real Housewives in there, but it'll still be cool.
Ooh, Roni. Love you guys.
Peace out, y'all.
Guys, if you're not already following us, we are at season2 consign on all platforms, including TikTok and Instagram. We drop knowledge and have fun on all of them.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, please consider rating it and sharing it with your friends. We have so much more to share with you. Thank you for being here, and don't forget to be fearlessly authentic.